Hello, welcome to our Bible study today. We're going to be studying from the book of Psalms, Psalm 136. If you have your Bible, we hope that you'll turn to Psalm 136. And in that chapter, there are 26 verses. And in those 26 verses, they emphasize the mercy of God. The mercy of God is repeated 26 times in the 26 verses of Psalm 136. Hello, my name is Richard Massey, and I preach for the Windmill Church of Christ, located 8 miles south of Weatherford, Texas. And we have a website, and please look us up if you're in our area. Our website is windmillcoc.org. Come out and visit with us if you're in our area, and we would be glad to meet you. Now let's turn our attention to a subject of the Bible, and that subject is the mercy of God. And the theme of this message about the mercy of God is, it endures forever. The mercy of God endures forever. In Psalm 136, it says in verse 1, "Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Oh, give thanks unto God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. The word endures is sometimes, the Hebrew word there is sometimes translated mercy. Sometimes it is translated kindness or loving kindness. You may be reading from a New King James. I believe it says loving kindness. So does the American Standard Version of 1901. And so it means to have mercy, to have love and pity and merciful. And God's mercy, his loving kindness, his pity endures forever. And God wants us to know that about him. That's why we have Psalm 136. God wants you to know about his loving kindness. He wants you to know that it endures forever. And he wants man to know this. He wants man to fear him. He wants man to worship him. He wants man to love him and to know that he loves us, and even that he would die for us. So our lesson today is from Psalm 136, and it is on the subject of God's mercy endures forever. Now, before we actually get into that, I'd like to turn to Exodus 34, and here we have some more elements of who God is. In Exodus 34, beginning with verse 5, it says, "And the Lord descendeth in a cloud and stood before him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation." And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. Yes, God is kind. God is good. God is forgiving, and God is merciful. God wants us to know that about him. He is perfect in all of these attributes. Now, the devil, on the other hand, he's not pure good. He is not merciful. The devil is pure evil. He is wicked through and through, and he seeks to destroy man. And God wants us to know that he's nothing like the devil. The devil is pure evil. God is pure good. And God is not fazed by what the devil is. So our study today involves itself on the mercy of God, and His mercy endures forever. Forever appears 26 times in this Psalm 136, which has 26 verses. Now, God wants us to know that His mercy endures forever. In Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6, it says, "I am the Lord, I change not." So His mercy is going to endure forever. Forever means that's the way it's going to be. And God says, "I'm the Lord, I change not." Hebrews 13 and 8 says, "Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever." So God is going to be merciful, and there's no changing that. In James 1 and verse 17, it says, "Every good and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness nor shadow of turning." God doesn't alter anything. That's what shadow of turning means. There's no variableness. God doesn't vary from one day to the next day. In other words, He's not merciful one day, and then the next day He's not merciful. No, there is no shadow of turning. There is no variableness with God. God is going to be the same all the time. God is good, and He is merciful. That's not going to change. Now, everyone knows Psalm 23. Hopefully you know that. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." And His mercy is revealed in this chapter as well. How that He will make us to lay down in green pastures. He will lead us beside the still waters. He will restore our soul. That's all about the mercy of God. "And even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for Thou art with me." That is the goodness and loving kindness of God. God doesn't change, and He wants us to know that He is merciful. But in verse 6 of Psalm 23, it says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." So we have the best of life now, and we have the best of life which is to come. We will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, you don't get any better than that. God is merciful. That is not going to change. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 4, it says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us." God is rich in mercy. He loved us. He sent His Son to die for us upon the cross. That is His mercy, and His mercy endureth forever. In Luke 18 and verse 13, Jesus is telling us an account of two men who went up to the temple to pray. One man began to brag about himself, that he was so good. And then the other man would not so much as lift up his eyes to heaven, but smote upon his breast and said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Be merciful to me. We are sinners. Who needs everlasting mercy? You and I. His mercy was aimed toward you yesterday. His mercy is aimed at you today. His mercy will always be available to you in this life. And we are very thankful for that. In Psalm chapter 89 and verse number 14, it says, "Justice and judgment are the habitation of Thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before Thy face. God's habitation is mercy. That's where He is all the time. That's where He lives. And we are so fortunate to serve a God that is merciful. In 1 Samuel chapter 24, David is being pursued by King Saul. Saul wants to destroy David, and so he is chasing him. He is trailing him. He is tracking him down. David is in the wilderness of Judea, and he goes into a cave with his men, and they begin to hide from Saul in that cave. It just so happens that Saul comes into that same cave. And David could have taken Saul's life that day. And as a matter of fact, he was encouraged by his men that God had delivered him into his hand, that David had the opportunity to destroy Saul. But you know what David did? He spared Saul. Saul was trying to kill him. Saul was his enemy. And David had an opportunity to end that situation, that horrible situation, but David did not do that. In that cave, David spared Saul's life. And that was called mercy. David was a man after God's own heart. God likes for his people to show mercy, because that is who God is. God is a merciful God. And God liked what David did because he loves mercy. The Bible tells us in Matthew 5 and verse 7, and this is from the great Sermon on the Mount, and Jesus had just started that Sermon on the Mount. And he's going through the Beatitudes, and he says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." And we have got to remember that we are to show mercy. That's what God wants us to do. And the Bible says, "He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before thy God." And that's what the Bible says in the Old Testament. God loves a merciful person. He is a merciful God. He identifies with merciful people. Now let's go back to Psalm 136, because that's where we started and that's where we're going to end our lesson today. Psalm 136 says, "Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." God has been merciful to us, and if you're a Christian, you have had your sins forgiven. If you're not a Christian, you're still alive, and you can have your sins forgiven if you'll obey what Jesus said in Mark 16 and 16. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned." You can still have your sins forgiven. You can still be saved. So what is our response to God for his mercy? Well, we should give thanks to him. That's what we do in worship. You and I are recipients of his wonderful and marvelous mercy. We have eaten today. We have drank today. We've got clothes on today. And we have all the blessings of this day. And we should be giving God thanks. Verse 2, "Oh, give thanks unto God for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever." Notice that in three verses, we're told to give thanks unto God for his mercy. But let's read on a little further. In verse 4, "God has done great wonders." There are many wonders in the Bible. He's raised the dead. And listen to this, "To him alone doeth great wonders." Well, why does he do these wonders? Because he's merciful. "For his mercy endureth forever. He has raised the dead. He has healed the lame. He has saved people like Noah and his family. God saved them. He's done great wonders. The flood of Noah's day was a great wonder. And in that great wonder, God saved Noah." And it's a beautiful and wonderful thing. Verse 5 of Psalm 136. "To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. God made the heavens. He's given us a beautiful world to live in, and it is amazing. It is awesome. He has made the beautiful mountains and the snow on the mountains and the beautiful oceans, the vast oceans. He's made the flowers. He made the animals, the little baby lambs and the baby horses and goats. How beautiful and how wonderful they are. And so it was by his wisdom that he made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 6, to him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. We live in a great, great world that God has made the beautiful clouds. Verse 7, to him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The great sun and the great moon, God has made them. They're beautiful in their time. The sunsets, the moonlit nights, the beautiful starry nights. God made them. Well, why? Well, because his mercy, his loving kindness, he loves us. Verse 8, the sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. What a wonderful God we have to make such a beautiful creation with the vast universe, the sun and the moon and the stars. Why did God make all of this beauty? Because he's loving and he's kind and he has pity upon us. How blessed we are. No wonder we're to give thanks unto God. But verse 10 talks about his deliverance of the children of Israel from the evil and cruel bondage of the Egyptians. Notice verse 10, to him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. You know what the Egyptians had done? They had ordered that all the Hebrew male children be killed. And they were killing them. And so the last plague that God brought upon Egypt was the death of the firstborn of the Egyptians. And so God delivered them through these mighty signs from heaven. Now the Egyptians had time to repent. They could have repented. They could have relented and given in to God's requirements, but they wouldn't do it. Verse 11, and brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. They had been under cruel bondage, and so God delivered them. God delivered them. He saved them. You know, God saves us from the evil, wicked devices and cruelty of Satan, just like he delivered the children of Israel from the cruelty of the Egyptians. Verse 12 says, with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. God did it. Israel didn't save themselves, and you and I do not save ourselves. God saves. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. It was by the parting of the Red Sea that the children of Israel left Egypt. But it was also by the parting of the Red Sea that God destroyed the Egyptian chariots that pursued them. Why did God do that? Because he's loving, he's kind. He did not want these people to be under such severe, cruel punishment. Verse 14, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. When a person is baptized, you know, the Bible calls the passing through the Red Sea the baptism of Moses, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Their enemies were destroyed. Those that kept them in cruel bondage were destroyed. Now, when we go down into the waters of baptism, God delivers us from our past sins, and we are to be so thankful for that. Verse 16 says, to him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. Well, they had victory over the Egyptians, and now they're traveling to the promised land. And God fed them, and God gave them drink, and he was leading them to the promised land. Why is that? Because God's mercy, his loving kindness, endures forever. How beautiful and how wonderful this great passage is. And he was taking them to Canaan land, the promised land, to him which smote the great kings, for his mercy endureth forever, and slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. God gave them victories. He wanted them to defeat their enemies. And guess what? God is going to do the same for us. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us. We're more than conquerors. We are victorious. God slew those famous kings. And God's going to deliver us the same way. And verse 19 says, Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. So it names the kings that he delivered them from. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. He delivered them from Sihon and Og. And you know, even Rahab heard of that. She heard of what they had happened at the Red Sea with the children of Israel 40 years before. She heard about the defeat of Sihon and Og, and she wanted to live. She did not want to die. God was merciful to her and saved her. God gave deliverance over these kings and gave their land for an inheritance, for his mercy endureth forever. He gave them deliverance and he gave them a heritage. God did this many, many times in the book of Judges. God would deliver his people from their oppressors. Why did God do that? Why did he do that for over a period of 300 years as recorded in the book of Judges? Why did he keep delivering them? Because his mercy endures forever. Even an heritage unto Israel, his servant, for his mercy endured forever. You know what they did? They went into Canaan land, they defeated the people there, and they lived in their cities. The vineyards were already planted, the wells were already dug, the cities were already built, and they just went in there and inhabited them. Why? How were they able to do that? Because of God. God gave them that heritage. Verse 23, who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. God will remember you in your low estate. You need to turn yourself over to God. Verse 24, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. You know, if you're away from God right now, you need to turn back to him. He will receive you back, just as the prodigal son was received back by his father in Luke 15. Why did his father receive him and give him a ring and a robe and a shoes and a fatted calf? Because fathers are merciful, they are kind, they are loving, and God will do that for you. Verse 25 of Psalm 136, who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. God causes the sunshine to shine on the good and the evil. He sends the rain upon the just and the unjust. Why does God do that? Because God is merciful. He is loving and he is kind. Verse 26, O give thanks unto the Lord of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Our response is to give him thanks and to keep on giving him thanks, because God is a merciful God. I'm glad that we're able to study this wonderful, encouraging, key aspect of who God is. God is merciful. If you are away from God and not living as you know he wants you to, come back to this merciful God. If you've never obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, we encourage you to come to the merciful God of heaven, obey the gospel, be baptized for the remission of your sins, repent, confess his name before others, be immersed in the waters of baptism, and he'll take your sins away, every single one of them. I don't care how bad it was, he'll take your sins away and save you, and you can live with God forever in heaven. Our God is a merciful God. He's loving and he's kind, and it endures forever. Let us not forget that. Thank you for listening today, and may God continue his blessings upon you.